seconds. One time for the underdog. One time for the underdog. Ignition sequence start.
Let me see you put 'em up. Reach the sky, touch the stars up above. 'Cause it's one time for the underdog. One time for the underdog.
You're listening to the Valuetainment Podcast, where we discuss various strategies that will help you scale your business to the next level. I'm your host, Patrick Bear-David, and today we're going to discuss the one topic that people ask me about. Pat, how do I improve my memory? The topic today will be how to retain more information. So hang tight.
How do you feel when you have a conversation with somebody that can recite something you told them a year, 2 years, 3 years ago, and you're saying to yourself, how does this person even remember the details of what we talked about 2 years ago? And the most important question is, how do you feel when someone can actually do that? Do you sit there and like the person more, respect them more because they're actually paying attention to what you're saying? So Mario asked me this question yesterday. Mario said, hey, Pat, is there a way we can talk about how to retain information that entrepreneurs can benefit from? And, you know, we grabbed the paper and pen and we came out with a 12 different things that I'll talk about here in this video, how you can improve your memory. And I'm not talking about, you know, the gifted people who have photographic memory or, eidetic memory. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about, you know, a Nikola Tesla who had an incredible memory or, you know, Teddy Roosevelt that could read the paper and he can recite the entire thing back to you. That's a certain gift that a human being has, right? Certain people have that. I'm talking basic things that you can do to improve your memory that can help you out in many parts of your life, whether it's business, whether it's relationship, whether it's any type of thing that you're doing that has to do with people. So let's get right into it. Number one, so when you do retain information, there's a couple things you got to keep in mind. The first thing is this. So think about information that you yourself remember, okay? Think about information you yourself that remember, whatever that information may be. Then ask the question, why do you remember that? Okay, so stay here. It's typically two reasons. Why do you remember that information? For instance, some people can remember sports stats like this. Some people can remember a quote from a president like this. Some people can remember mathematical formulas like this. But some people can remember some bad times on what happened with details. Some people can remember a certain law or a speeding limit. How do you remember that? How is that possible? How do you remember? How do you recall those types of things? So our brain, typically the general side, we remember and retain information that interests us or information that affects us. For instance, you will know your tax rate if it affects you after paying $63,000 in taxes in a year. Hypothetically, that affects you. You're not interested in it, but it affects you, okay? And so you know that number. Or you have an interest in a video game and you remember certain secrets to a video game that you need to do this because it interests you, okay? So what does that have to do with improving information? Well, when you are talking to somebody and you want to retain the information, you got to make sure you're either interested in the human being or the content or whatever book you're reading or videos you're studying or classroom you're studying, or you got to know it's some content that affects you. If it's not one of those two things, you're generally not going to remember that content for too long. Let me give you the second one here. The second one is repetition. Repetition could be the way we remember songs, okay? Like, you know, I have a certain song I like and I listen to it over and over and over again and all of a sudden I know the lyrics to it, right? Whatever the lyrics are. The same way you and I can remember certain lyrics to a song is the same way you and I can remember a verse to a book or a formula or a quote or whatever it is or an event or details of what a person said because you keep repeating it and then it stays. You keep repeating it and then it stays. So for instance, today I talked to this, he said this, he said this, he said this, and she said this, that. You're repeating it. And he said this, his name is this. Repeat, and then you link. So repeat link, and then it stays, okay? So that's the second thing. The third thing, this is the third thing I like to do. Let's just say you learned something just now. You read something, you learned it. What do you do about it? Debate it with a group of two or three friends or family members. What do I mean by debate? For instance, what could be the debate? Okay, you just learned that unemployment rates in Panama are 2.3%. You just learned that today. you're going to sit there with, let's just say, Mario and Paul and I and say, hey, why do you think Panama's unemployment rate is 2.3%? Paul gives his opinion. Mario gives his opinion. I give my opinion. I disagree. No, I agree. No, I disagree. No, it's because of this. No, it's because of that. Then we may do a little bit of research. Then all of a sudden, that 2.3% stays in the mind, okay? Because you debated it, okay? And I'm talking debate with people that are not combative. There are people that just want to win everything. Debate because you're trying to learn. So take whatever you learned, debate it. Does this work? No, boom, 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 boom. It's going to stay because there's a lot of energy you have to use to justify why you believe that, and you have to think about why, and it stays. The information stays. Fourth point I'm going to tell you about. Fourth point. Share it with other people. So let's just say you read, you watched a video. And one of the videos is, you know, people ask me what type of mentors you should have. And I said T theory. So what is a T theory? T stands for what? Theory. E stands for experience. A stands for application, for instance, right? So when you want to have a mentor, there's three different levels of mentor. There are people that just are theory, like a teacher who's read a lot of books, so they're going to give you their theories that they've read and their own theories. Second type of mentor could be a person who has experience. They work with closely with Michael Jordan, and they know Michael Jordan's habits. So they can tell you, well, Mike's like this, or Mike's like that, or president's like this, or this CEO was like this. Great. And the third one is a person you actually get mentored by, Michael Jordan, because they're applying what they know that they're sharing with you. And the best type of mentor is a trifecta, right? Okay, let's take that subject that you and I just shared. It's one of my videos that I've done, how to choose the right mentor, right? Okay. Now, take that and share it with a handful of people today. Hey, you know what's the best type of mentor stuff? What type? T. What does that mean? Let me explain to you. T stands for theory, experiment, and application. So let me explain to you what I mean by that. Pa, 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 pa. That person learned it. You're teaching, you're sharing, that person learned it. Mari, did you know what a T theory is? No, I don't. Let me explain to you what T theory is with mentors. Boom, boom, boom. T is for theory, E is for experiment, A is for application. Now watch this. I've done that three times to you, okay? If I were to ask you to repeat to me where T stands, I'm willing to bet you know exactly what it stands for, okay? Watch, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. I'm gonna give you 5 seconds. What does T stand for? T, E, that's right. Theory, experiment, application. You just did it. Why? I'm sharing it with you, okay? I'm sharing it with you. So if you wanna retain the content that you're learning here today, make notes of it, go share it with somebody else. It'll increase the likelihood of you retaining the information in this video. Fifth point, teach on it. Don't just share it, teach on it. So for instance, teach on it is this. And he was explaining to how ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, and there is this and there is that. It's different than sharing, because sharing could be, did you know Michael Jordan shot 55% from the field? No, I didn't know that. Did you know Michael Jordan one season averaged 3.8 steals a game? I didn't know that. Did you know Michael Jordan one season averaged 8.8 rebounds a game? I didn't know that. Did you know Michael Jordan almost one season averaged triple-double? I didn't know that. Not triple-double. What do you call it? Is that what it is? That's a triple-double like Oscar Robertson?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Do you know Ted Williams had 2 triple crowns? Oh, I didn't know that. This is sharing, right? But teaching is, you know, when you're, today I learned when you swing a golf swing, what you got to do is when you're putting your fingers here and the thumb's got to be over, and this thumb, you want to have it in here, and your shoulder, if it's left, it goes right, and if shoulder's out, and your legs, you're teaching it. It's different than sharing it. That makes any sense. So share, teach. So share helps, teach helps even more, okay? Both of them help you retain information. Let's get to the next one here. Okay, next one is link it to stories. Whatever you learn, link it to a story. It doesn't matter what it is. Link it to a story. So if you retain information and you read a book about Teddy Roosevelt's first wife died or first love of his life died, I would link it to the fact that my first girlfriend that I ever said I love you to in the army, she got into a car accident and passed away. I'm linking it. It's emotion. It hurts. I will remember it. You know, you could say something like, hey, you know, I remember, when I learn a certain formula of how to do a certain workout, then I'm going to link it to a story of me remembering watching Pumping Iron with Arnold Schwarzenegger on how he was doing this. And he told a story in that video when he's smoking and he says this. I will link it to a story. So take what you learn, link it to a story, then it stays here. If it's linked to a story that's connected to you. Not a story that's not connected to you and doesn't interest you and doesn't affect you. link it to a story and it connects here. I don't know if that one fully made sense, but I think it did. Next one is when you're reading a book, okay, or you're, let's just say I'm grabbing this book. I got this gift today from Jeff. I spoke in an office, sales office of PHP in Boston here. And so I'm reading this book and, you know, comedian Mike Donovan used to joke about the Red Sox tragic playoff history, which included annoying Aaron Boone and his 11th inning home run in 2003 ALCS, right? Okay. So then I say, man, what is ALCS? Let's just say you're not a baseball fan. Instead, you skip it. And then you go, you still don't know what ALCS is. Stop. Find out what ALCS is. What is ALCS? Then you realize ALCS stands for American League Championship Series. I believe that's what it stands for. Now you know. And then you move on. Even if you're not a baseball fan, stop and do that. Because then it sticks. The fact that you took the effort to stop and want to study that, it stays in your mind. If you don't do that, it won't stay in your mind. Okay? Next is to implement what you learned. So if you learned how to swing a golf swing, go implement it and do it over and over and over again. And then it becomes a part of you. You learned how to give constructive criticism to somebody and it's 7 steps. Okay, great. Write it down and go implement it today with 3 different people and see how you do, okay? You'll learn how to shoot a basketball from a, you know, former NBA player. And he told you when you're shooting, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Go implement it right away. You learn from somebody who's an Olympian swimmer. He tells you how to swim and he's going to increase your speed of swimming by 2 seconds, whatever. Implement it right away. So learn, implement right away. A lot of times people learn something in a book and they learn something in a, you know, video they watch or something, and then they don't implement. They wonder how come they didn't retain it, because you got to implement it immediately. And the sooner you implement it, the more it sticks. Next, and this one's going to be kind of strange, but it'll make sense to you once I explain it. Energy and stamina. It requires energy and stamina to retain information. So if your body is gaining too much weight and you're tired, your body doesn't have the energy and the stamina to retain that information. To retain information requires your body to have the energy to retain it. If it doesn't have it, it's not going to retain it. Come on, Pat, you're telling me my weight has to do with retaining information? Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Because retaining information requires an effort. And anytime you need to take an effort to do anything, it's going to deplete what? Energy. And if you don't have the energy in your mind, it just says, I don't have any interest to want to retain this information because I'm tired and I don't have stamina and my energy is low. That's why energy is a very, very important game. And it's not just about money. Energy is not just about looks and looking pretty and looking this and exercising because I want to look good. Exercising when we're younger was for a whole different purpose. When you're married with kids and later on you're an adult, you're exercising for a whole different reason. Focus, energy, stamina, sharper mind, okay? So the next point within that will be this. If you're studying a subject and you want to retain information, focus on that subject. If you study 5, 6, 7, 8 different subjects at the same time, your brain is getting confused. Focus on a subject and study that subject. Let me explain to you what I mean by this. Okay, so a lot of times, you know, people who don't know how to work out, they'll go out there and they'll think that if I work out 8 hours in a day, I'm going to build more muscles, right? You won't. Workout is a good 2-hour workout is good for you, but your muscles are really growing when you rest because you tear your muscles and then you rest and then it grows. You tear your muscles and then it grows. You tear your muscles and then it grows, right? Okay. And you can't hit every single body part together on the same day. Bicep, chest, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. One muscle at a time. You want to retain information? One subject at a time. One subject at a time. Take a subject, obsess yourself over it, then you retain the information. And if your brain is exuding too much information, too much energy because you're using it way too many different subjects, then it's not retaining because it's cluttered. It's all over the place. Focused energy into one subject, okay? Next point. I got 2 more points done. I'm on number 11 next. So the next one is focused attention. Focused attention. So meaning, Mario and I are talking right now. And I ask Mario, and I say, Mario, so, for instance, things I can tell you about Mario. I can tell you, Mario, about the fact that he's a very good soccer player. I can tell you the fact that Mario the way he raises his two daughters and what things he does and how he speaks to them and what he expects from them and how certain mannerisms and when they come to the office and what type of homework he wants them to do. Or I can tell you about Mario, relationship with his family, his brother, the, you know, stories about his brother, military, when he went to visit his brother, why he went to New Mexico and how it was and the drive and when he went. When he speaks, I'm focused attention on him. I want to know what he's saying. I am interested. I'm interested, and I want to have my focused attention to him. A lot of times people don't pay attention, focused attention to somebody when they're speaking, and they wonder why you did not retain the information of what they said. Okay, and all of us are guilty of this. Ain't nobody that's perfect at this. So teacher speaking, you're distracted. Then you're not retaining it. It's got to be focused attention, focused attention, focused attention. And today we have the biggest distraction is this. You keep wanting to check Facebook. You keep wanting to check your social media. You lost 7 seconds and you just lost the point that person was making. Right now, some of you guys are watching this video. You got distracted because you just did something else. Focused attention, focused attention. And the last point I'll give you is this. This is my favorite one. So right now, we went and we spoke in Boston. It's about an hour away from here. We're in Cambridge right now. We're parked in the Harvard parking lot, Harvard Business School side parking lot. So we went over there, and as we were making notes, and I'm going through my point after point after point on what to talk about on this video, at the end, I added the last 3 or 4 points. And Mario said, what else can we do to retain information? I said, here's what I want you to do right now. I said, I want you to tell me 10 different things you remember from tonight's meeting that we had. So what do you mean 10 different things? 10 different things. So Paul was quiet. Mario was quiet. All of a sudden, Paul said, the guy who was in the military was an 88 Mike. Okay. The other guy who was 23 years old, who asked him about what he wanted as a girl. And he said he wants her to be very intelligent. He wanted her to be extremely attractive. He wanted her to be relaxable. Some word he used, he was kind of a tough when he used the word. And then what else did he say about her?
Intelligence, beauty, personality.
Personality. Attractive. He used that twice. And then he said relaxable. Okay. Then I said, what else? He says, well, the other guy's name was Keegan. I said, what else? You know, Jeff said that they have to, grow it by 4 times. I said, what else? Well, the one girl, she said people in Boston are skeptical. They don't trust. Okay. What else? So we kept going after, and this 10 all of a sudden became 20. You guys came up with like 20 plus different facts. I don't even think it was 20. I think it may have been 30 different facts that you came up with, yep. Right? Names, all these other things that came up. Why? That right there, we worked out, not knowingly. That's a workout. So the next time you have a meeting with somebody, the moment you walk away, start asking yourself 10 different facts you can remember from the meeting. And mark my word, you will be blown away by how much more information you retain with that simple, subtle exercise. That simple, subtle exercise for you to do. Information goes to a whole different level. And it becomes fun to do that. And let me tell you, your people around you will appreciate it. And your family's going to appreciate it. The people that do business with you will appreciate it. You'll have an edge over your competition who is not retaining information because they're not exercising this area, because they're telling themselves. People who have great memory are either very, photographic memory, or they're eidetic, you know, and they have this, and because of that, they have great memory, and that's, I'm not Nikola Tesla, I can't have a better memory. While you are going to go through the 12 notes again, 12 points again, and you're going to study it, and you're going to implement it, and all of a sudden, next month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, you're going to see a difference in your business.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. And by the way, if you haven't already subscribed to Valuetainment on iTunes, please do so. Give us a 5-star, write a review if you haven't already. And if you have any questions for me that you may have, you can always find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Just search my name, Patrick Bit-David. And I actually do respond back when you snap me or send me a message on Instagram. With that being said, have a great day today. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.